for a more troublesome young scamp I never had in my warehouse. Still, as I told Monsieur Philip, I think everything has been against you, and I do hope now that this English gentleman has given you a chance that you will take advantage of it. I mean to, sir, the young fellow said earnestly, and without a trace of the mocking smile with which he had first spoken. If I do not give my master satisfaction, it will not be for want of trying. I shall make mistakes at first. It will all be strange to me, but I feel sure that he will make allowances. I can at least promise that he will find me faithful and devoted.
Has your horse arrived, Pierre?
Yes, sir. I saw him watered and fed before I came out. Is it your wish that I should go round to the stables where your horse and those of your troop are, and take charge of your horse at once?
No, Pierre. The men will look after him as usual. We will start at 6 in the morning. Be at the door on horseback at that hour. Pierre bowed and withdrew.
I do not feel so sure as I did that you have made a bad bargain, Monsieur Philip.
As far as appearances go, at any rate, he would pass muster, except that his cheeks want filling out a bit. He is a nimble, active-looking young fellow, and with that little mustache of his and his hair cut short, he is by no means ill-looking. I really should not have known him. I think at present he means what he says, though whether he will stick to it is another matter altogether.
I think he will stick to it, Philip said quietly. Putting aside what he says about being faithful to me, he is shrewd enough to see that it is a better chance than he is ever likely to have again of making a start in life. He has been leading a dog's life ever since he was a child, and to be well-fed and well-clothed and fairly treated will be a wonderful change for him. My only fear is that he may get into some scrape at the chateau. I believe that he is naturally full of fun, and fun is a thing that the Huguenots, with all their virtues, hardly appreciate.
"A good thrashing will tame him of that," the merchant said.
Philip laughed. "I don't think I shall be driven to try that. I don't say that servants are never thrashed in England, but I have not been brought up among the class who beat their servants. I think I shall be able to manage him without that. If I can't, we must part. I suppose there is no doubt, Monsieur Bertram, how La Rochelle will go when the troubles begin?"
"I think not. All preparations are made on our part, and as soon as the news comes that Condé and the Admiral have thrown their flags to the wind, we shall seize the gates, turn out all who oppose us, and declare for the cause. I do not think it can be much longer delayed. I sent a trusty servant yesterday to fetch back my daughter, who, as I told you, has been staying with a sister of mine 5 or 6 leagues away. I want to have her here before the troubles break out. It will be no time for damsels to be wandering about..."